CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 24th of October 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Get on the microwave bands, become an RSGB director. SAQ Grimmington transmits today. Are you looking for a new challenge? The RSGB has just released an updated video that gives a short introduction to amateur radio on the microwave bands. It explains how microwave technology is involved in everyday life and highlights the opportunities as well as the challenges of this aspect of amateur radio. You can watch the video on the RSGB YouTube channel or on the RSGB's microwave webpage. The RSGB nominations committee includes representatives of the board, regional team and the committees who work together to select nominated directors to serve on the RSGB board. The nominations committee is seeking a wide range of new candidates with skills that will complement the existing skills and knowledge which is on the board. If you are an RSGB member with skills, time and energy to help lead the society as a board director, please contact the chairman of the committee via email to nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Today, the 24th of October, is United Nations Day, and the historic Alexanderson alternator in Grimmington in Sweden, with call sign SAQ, is scheduled to send out a message on 17.2 kHz using CW. The live stream on YouTube starts at 14:25 UTC, with tuning at 14:30 UTC. The transmission begins at 1500 UTC. Just search for SAQ Grimmington to find out more. Grimmington is spelt G-R-I-M-E-T-O-N. The RSGB QSL Bureau is continuing to search for a new sub-manager for the G4T to G4Z groups. Members of this call group are encouraged to check the RSGB website for latest information and not to send further collection envelopes until a new appointment is made. If you enjoy QSL cards, have space and time, plus some basic spreadsheet skills to record and distribute around 20,000 cards a year, plus a desire to work for your fellow amateurs, then email your interest to qsl@rsgb.org.uk. Don't forget that in the UK, the clocks change to UTC or GMT next weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. Clocks go back 1 hour to at 2 a.m. on Sunday, the 31st of October. The WSJT development team has announced the general availability release of WSJTX version 2.5.1. This release mainly contains improvements and defect repairs related to the Q65 and JT65 modes when used with non-standard and compound calls. Also included is a new feature for microwave aircraft scatter and repairs for defects detected since the 2.5.0 release. Just type WSJT-X into your favourite search engine. Eclipse and frequency measurement festivals are worldwide citizen science campaigns in which amateurs and shortwave listeners measure Doppler shift from their home stations using their regular HF receivers. As the shadow of the moon passes across Antarctica on the 4th of December, it will generate travelling ionospheric disturbances that will in turn affect radio propagation. Data collection will run from the 1st to the 10th of December, and the results will be made available for scientific analysis. All radio amateurs and shortwave listeners are invited to join in, even those located far from the path of totality. In 2020, more than 100 individuals from 45 countries took part in Eclipse festivals. For more information, go to HAMSCI, that's HAMSCI.org. The YASMI Foundation Board of Directors has announced that it will be giving a grant to the Seychelles Amateur Radio Association to establish a facility for its amateur radio club. Now for details of rallies and events, before travelling to any event or rally, check the event's website for alterations or cancellations. The Holsworthy Radio Rally will take place on the 7th of November at Holsworthy Leisure Centre. Doors open at 10. Several rallies have been cancelled as previously publicised. The Galashiels Rally, scheduled to take place today, the 24th of October, is cancelled. The Bush Valley ARC Rally, due for the 7th of November, has also been cancelled. Finally, the Bishop Auckland RAC Rally, due to be held on the 20th of November, is now planned for 2022. Now for DX News, a team of four operators will be active as C5C, that's Charlie 5 Charlie, from Kololi in the Gambia between the 24th of October and the 19th of December. November. Expect activity on all bands using SSB, CW and FT8 in Fox and Hound mode, plus the QO100 satellite. See QRZ.com for their planned operating frequencies, QSL direct to F5RAV. BART PD1BAT will be working on Saba NA145 from the 30th of October to the 5th of November. In his spare time, he'll operate as PJ6 stroke call sign on the 40 and 20 meter bands using FT8 and some SSB QSL home call. Miguel EA1BP will be active as Fox Mike stroke call sign from Martinique. That's IOTA NA107 from the 27th of October to the 5th of November, including an entry in the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest as Tango Oscar 7 Oscar. QSL via home call, the logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Tony, EA5RM, and a large multinational team will be active as HD8R from San Cristobal, Galapagos Islands, SA004 from the 26th of October to the 7th of November. They'll be operating CW, SSB and FT8 on the 160 meter bands and RTTY on 20, with at least four stations on the air simultaneously, QSL via EA5RM. Now for special event news. On the 25th of October, British Railways ARS members Mark P1PAI and Pam 2E1HQY will be operating GB0LMR as part of the Society's 55th anniversary year. Operations will be from Preston in Lancs, and 40 metres will be the main band. More at brars.info. Until the 2nd of November, West of Scotland ARS will be running special event station GB4GDS, celebrating 90 years of the Guide Dog Association. More information about the station at wosars.club. Cray Valley Radio Society will be active as GB75CV until the 29th of October, celebrating its 75th anniversary. QSL via Club Logs OQRS and Logbook of the World only. Now the contest news. When operating for contest, keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe and follow all government recommendations. This weekend, the UK EI Contest Club DX SSB contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 24th. Using the contest bands between 3.5 and 28 megs, the exchange's signal report, which is optional, serial number and your district code. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs 18:30 to 21:30 UTC. All modes, the bands between 2.3 and 10 gigs, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80 Media Contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. CW only, exchanges your 6-character locator. The 80 Meter Autumn Series runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC on Thursday. SSB only, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the 48-hour CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest, ending 2359 UTC on the 31st, uses 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange's signal report in your zone, which for us in the UK is 14. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. After a week of sunspots and DX fun, they write, it looks as though we are back in the doldrums again. The sun currently has just one sunspot visible, meaning the sunspot number is 11. This represents one sunspot in one group. There's been DX to be had, mostly thanks to DX expeditions including Guinea-Bissau, J5T, the Kingdom of Eswatini, 3DA0WW, and Sao Tome-Príncipe, S90K. These have been relatively easy to work and brought much-needed excitement to the HF bands. Geomagnetic conditions have been mixed, with the KP index hitting 4 on Tuesday. This was the result of a large coronal hole that was Earth-facing earlier in the week. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux will climb again into the high 80s, ending the week in the low to mid 90s. This is likely due to a large active region that's visible on the stereo ahead spacecraft imager, and which should rotate into view over the next few days. This may bring a surge in activity again, which should be welcomed by HF operators. Now for VHF and up, after a reminder of how unsettled autumn can be this weekend, we'll see a weak and transient ridge across the country and a possible brief tropo window, especially to the east across the North Sea. Apart from that, the unsettled autumn flavour continues throughout the whole of next week, and as we have seen recently, that can mean some pretty wet and windy weather. Rain scatter on the gigahertz bands is of course an option in these conditions, but there is little else to bring cheer unless meteor scatter and aurora come into play. Today the moon is at apogee, so EME path losses are at their maximum. Moon declination reaches maximum positive declination again on Tuesday, so we'll see the moon reaching its highest elevations at its zenith. The Orionids shower is still active, and the Leonids Minerids, I think that's Leonis Minerids, peaks today, so there is still some interest for meteor scatter enthusiasts. The best time for reflections is, as always, around dawn. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's it from me also. Until next week.